The three of them crossed the market square and made their way toward a wide stone gate on the opposite side. This was nearer the strange animals Will had seen earlier, and as they got closer to the beasts, Will's eyes became glued to one specifically. It must be another Darkhand, Link. It was an enormous toad. Its slick black skin looked wet and oily, and all across its body were large purple bumps, each about the size of a plate. Protruding from its mouth were several long and intimidating teeth, and occasionally it seemed to chew like a cow. It looked uninterested in everything. "Checking out the mucic," Bet said. "Those are the worst. Extremely dangerous." "Really?" Will said. "It's just sitting there. Looks like it'd be hard to get it to do anything." "She's right," Ezra said. "I'm sure it doesn't much care what's going on at the moment, but if its master were to lead it to do something, and if it has its full abilities unlocked, well, that definitely wouldn't be a good time." "Oh, its abilities are unlocked," Bet said. "Look at its collar." Will noticed a shiny steel collar tightly secured across the bulbous creature's neck. Ezra grunted and kicked at the dirt in frustration. "Yeah, that complicates things," he muttered.
"What?
What complicates things?" Will said.
"That collar means it's the property of an officer, someone here to keep the peace, like the guards we saw at the gate, only this is worse than the horses. And it's the property of an officer. It almost certainly has all its abilities."
Will watched as the toad slipped a fat, glowing tongue from its mouth to slowly clean its glassy eyeball. That was the last sight he got before they made their way out of the gate. The three of them traipsed along to an empty dirt road. Then Ezra sat against the wall, and Bet dropped her backpack and allowed Pexel to jump from the bag to her shoulder.
"We have a bit of business to discuss," Ezra said. "We need to decide how to get the funds for your mender. Once we run the con, we'll hide your Kakrit and get you in to fix that arm."
"So, which con are we running?" Bet pulled at her shirt with the penguin on it as if she were trying to get comfortable.
"I was hoping to just get a bit of honest sympathy. Maybe unwrap his arm, set out a sign, and see how quick the money comes in. It's gotta look horrible by now, and he's just a kid. The coins would come soon enough."
Will felt irritated at being referred to as just a kid. It wasn't like Bet and Ezra were that much older. Bet might even be younger.
"Unfortunately," Ezra continued, "that's not gonna work. Not with the Darkhand guards we've already seen. They would shut that down immediately. Might even take you in for questioning. We don't want that."
He twisted his mouth and stared in concentration.
"Whatever we do, it's got to be quick. And we don't want the patsies feeling duped. They've got to think they've gotten away with something. Otherwise, we'll catch the same heat from the guards."
"So, what are we doing?"
"Well, I have an idea. We've done it before, but we had to clear out of town. Quick.
The question is, what's Ezra's plan? Fool someone into thinking they had run over Will? Intimidate someone into paying money? Or pickpocket several people in a short amount of time?"